You guys have a cleaner.
No.
I'm my cleaner.
No. Actually, Joel
is... I am my
cleaner. He's a really good cleaner.
I'm like, I like everything in its place and clean and yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I keep on top of it because I've just, yeah. I couldn't live with Una, put it that way.
Well, I couldn't live with you.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
I might hire you.
You
just
said he's a
house.
Good cleaner though because you're not living with him if he's a good cleaner.
No, he wouldn't be able to live with me.
No, because it'd be...
Oh, really? The opposite.
Really messy.
Oh.
More of a full-time job.
Yeah. And I'm a hoarder. I don't like to throw things out, so there's a lot of stuff.
Oh, okay.
There's stuff everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you like all your ducks in a row, Donald?
Yeah. Oh, literally, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And speaking of ducks in a row, so, you know, when you do hire a cleaner for your home, I guess you do expect them to do a good deep clean, but there is a cleaner going viral at the moment when her disrespectful employer left, you know, her a little task at one of her cleaning jobs recently. So taking to social media, the cleaner was stunned by her new client who left hundreds of tiny rubber ducks to find around her home. Now, obviously, we were saying this off air was, you know, to make sure that she got to all the teeny tiny spots and cleaned everywhere.
How sneaky.
Isn't that terrible?
What though? Kind of a person would even... How would that come into your mind?
Yeah, I know. Well, you'd think that they were coming home, maybe, and they saw little spots weren't done properly, maybe, in their head. So they were like, well, if I leave a little duck here and tell her she has to collect 100 ducks, then she'll find all the spots in the house.
That's bizarre.
It's just not nice. It's just not a nice thing at all. So the cleaner found a note attached to an empty jar that read, to our cleaner, we hid 100 mini ducks around the apartment.
Oh my God.
We do this to ensure a job well done. Please leave all, in capital letters, ducks in this jar. So the shocking game left the cleaner and her viewers horrified. So she wrote... This was at 7 a.m. on a Monday morning.
Imagine.
That's your first job of the day, and you're rocking up to that. So the cleaner actually went and shared images where some of the ducks were hiding. And in the end, she left a note saying, I found 76. I kept a few. Put the rest in the jar. She then sent the clients an email explaining that I simply don't have time for games. I'm there to work. If she doesn't trust that I'll do a good job, then she can find someone else or do it herself since she has the time. Digs, thrown, daggers, the whole lot.
I hope she got paid for cleaning and finding those 76 ducks.
As in, she should have charged extra for having to pick the ducks up.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Oh my God, like that is so... Talk about getting their money's worth. But I mean, over here, I think in this country, if you were to get a cleaner and firstly you'd be accused of having notions, right?
Straight off. Well, yeah.
Notions, married with his cleaner. But I never have one. Yeah. But I think that, like, I don't know, when I was growing up and the odd time we'd get a cleaner in, my mom would be so excited about getting the house really, like, spotlessly clean. But she'd make us scrub the house to have it absolutely spotless before the cleaner came in.
Oh, yeah.
And
wait,
that's
what?
So common. Yeah. Yeah, I swear to God, it's so common.
Like, yeah, we've never had a cleaner, but mine would be the
They cleaned the house before the cleaner got
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
What's
yeah.
the point of having the cleaner?
That's exactly, Marty. Exactly. But that's what Irish mammies do. That's what they do.
But that makes absolutely no sense.
Well, I can kind of see it. Like, if I was to get a cleaner in, I'd kind of be mortified. So I'd have to do a little bit of cleaning first before bringing them in. Do you know what I mean? To make
I guess
way,
that's kind of fair.
Some
like,
way.
The odd time I'd get the car valeted.
I'm sorry, joking.
Look at me.
Joking.
Splashing out.
I need to get my car valeted so bad.
It's see, that's the thing, you know. I use my car quite a lot, so I actually never have passengers in my car, so my passenger seat is a bin.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. And so, yeah, I feel like I have to, or else I'm just living in dirt. But yeah, I get it. I never leave it in the way it is. I always do a little bit to it. Just a little bit.
Yeah.
I wouldn't hoover it or anything, but I throw stuff out that like that can fit into my hand in one go to the bin at the petrol station.
Yeah,
that's
I need
enough
to do
for me.
That
so that's as far as I'll go. But hearing that somebody will clean their house before a cleaner gets there.
Oh, like, all listen, it's a common Irish mammies across the country will know this, that they scrub the place before the cleaner comes in.
Does that mean we're in the wrong job? If we were a cleaner in Ireland... You know, we're rocking up to these houses that are already clean.
You wouldn't have much to do.
Breakfast rolls. Now, I love it. I love it so much. We get to chat a little bit about pets. Oh, yes. In what context I hear you shouting at the car? You're like, come on. What's with the suspense? Tell us. Survey says... We're going to give you a survey according to a study and you got to see if you can answer it. That's the game. That's the fun. I love it. According to a study, guys, 58% of pet owners have one of these or plan on buying one for their pets What is it?
Hmm.
I just also realized that, don't know, I was meant to get you to read that out.
It's fine. I just thought, oh no, you're doing it so well.
I'm so sorry.
You're fine.
Here's me now in my second day covering, and I'm like, oh, I'll do it. Sorry.
It's all right.
Me just like taking the sheet, reading
Isn't
everything.
You do the news in the next hour. Yeah. Sounds. Nice.
Yeah, you're like, why didn't you read the news then?
Sit back, Una, yeah.
Yeah.
58% of pet owners have one of these, or they plan on buying one for the pets. What are you thinking?
Is it a pet couch? I have a little pet couch, so yeah.
We were looking at one of them last night.
Yeah, they're so cute.
They're so expensive, though.
They never sit on them either. Like,
see, this, you are, this is, I'm gonna say something here. You're the perfect example of someone, you're like me.
Mm.
And Dawn, I'd love to know if you're like this as well. It's like, so to us, a cleaner is mental money. It's too expensive.
Yeah.
But a pet couch.
Oh, yeah.
That's needed.
That is needed. Yeah.
You know, you prioritize things.
Yeah.
You're like, the toll, €3.60, not a hope. But like, then you go, oh, mocha chocolate for €7 from something.
Well, obviously, I need it.
Yeah.
We've got, like, for Christmas, I was trying to, no, cut back on presents to this person. I won't spend as much on that. But then I've spent about £80 on my two hens at the house.
Like, they're
what?
Hens.
The hens.
What do you mean, the hens?
I've got two hens in Manchester at the house. And I was like, oh no, it's Christmas. I need to get them things. So I just got loads of treats. But then I spent £80 on treats.
And as £80 sterling, so what, like €100? You spent €100 treating your hens for Christmas and spent €30 on your brother.
Wow. And then realised, oh no, I spent more on the hens.
But like hens, shown, like what, did they appreciate it? Like, can you tell they're happier?
Yeah.
They'll eat, when they eat everything, I go, oh well, they enjoyed it then.
What are their names?
What are their names?
There's Egna. Egna's the little one. And then Honey is the big kind of fluffy one.
Honey and Egna.
Right. Honey and Egna. Yeah.
And do they live indoors or outdoors?
They've got a big coop we built outside in the garden. So,
oh,
yeah.
That's cool. And do they lay eggs and stuff?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're gorgeous. Fresh eggs all the time now.
Oh, wow. Oh, so good. You save money on eggs?
They do in Manchester, yeah. I don't have them over here.
Of course. But, yeah. Can I ship them over here?
I get a few when I go back and bring them back, yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Okay.
Egna, that's brilliant.
Sorry. That's a whole...
Yeah. That's a whole other... Oh, my God. That's a whole other story.
There's
anyway.
A whole other story there.
So what... Yeah. Can we hear the question again,
yes.
please?
Sorry. It's all right. 58% of pet owners have one of these or plan on buying one for the pets. What is it? It's not a pet couch, but that's... I've never heard of them before. That's cool.
Like maybe... I'm thinking like a groomer.
Oh. Ooh, get a pedicure.
Stop.
Oh,
no.
So cute.
No. You'd get Mrs. Star one of those.
Yeah. That's so cute.
Have you got? Have you used the pet groomer before? Have you?
No.
No, me neither. Yeah.
No.
And ours hates the bath. Bless them.
They
choice.
All hate the bath.
Do they?
The zoomies after the bath.
Yeah.
Because they're losing their own scent and they're like, no, I don't want to smell nice. I want my own nice smells.
Sorry, that's very true.
That remind me of the park and that, you know, leaf that I sniffed.
Every day for the last 2 years.
Yeah, I know.
What about hens? Do they get groomed?
No, they do it themselves.
They do it themselves. Yeah. So you save money there. All right, over to you. 087-1102-107. 58% of pet owners have one of these or plan on buying one for their pets. What is it? Donal has the answer. We'll find out very, very shortly. So if you're listening, not only did I not play the music that we needed for our survey says, I also decided to just take the role off Donal as well.
It's fine. I don't hold it against
you. Sometimes when I listen to the radio and people mess up, I love it.
Yeah.
You know, a little bit of drama. Anyway, it is time for Survey Says So.
58% of pet owners have one of these or plan on buying one for their pets. What is it?
Okay, well, let's go to Larry on the voice notes.
Jesus, Don, you're getting done dirty here, lad. Just be called Scally's Alley. Yeah, you can't even read the thing out. That's all behind you.
Oh, he's not done, by the way. He's not done.
Also, €100 on treats for two chickens. What did you buy him?
Exactly. The question, if you've just tuned in, you're wondering what's going on. Donal earlier on told us that he has two hens back in Manchester and spent nearly €100 on treating them.
Yeah,
but he spent €30 on his brother.
Priorities, Matt, you know. Yeah.
Elaine in Navan says, is the answer to survey says, a doggy jumper, so cute.
No, they're not cute.
They are cute. Oh, come on.
Do you honestly think your dog wants to wear one of them?
No, I don't put her in them. She probably doesn't want to wear them, but they are so cute when you see them.
They are.
They are gorgeous. But like, oh, at Christmas time, she has something. She has a little...
Yeah.
A Christmas jumper.
Kind of, yeah.
We have on our lab, we give him like a little dicky bow.
Oh,
but the problem is, though, that when you're walking him sometimes, the lead turns around, so the dicky bow then just becomes just a bow. So they're like, oh, what's her name?
Oh,
and I'm like, that's actually a dicky bow. That's a gentleman.
He's just wearing it his own way.
Yeah, yeah. So
no, it's not the answer, unfortunately.
Is it a robotic toy, says Emer in Galway?
Oh, yeah, something kind of interactive for the dog.
A robotic toy for your dog?
Yeah, like another kind of robot.
Like that it jumps up?
I've never in my life seen one of these.
And they chase it around.
Enlighten me. What does it look like? Like a little mouse kind of thing?
You can get something like that.
A robotic mouse.
Yeah, and so it's fun for your doggy because they get to chase it around. And it's entertaining. Like if they're going to be at home for a couple of hours by themselves, then this toy is fun for them.
What happens to just giving them a bone?
You could throw him a bone. I mean, that's true. You've got to get with the times now, Marty.
I'm so behind. Yeah. Wow. A robotic mouse. Okay.
No, right.
It's not a robotic mouse. No.
Okay.
The answer is 58% of pet owners have one of these. It's a toothbrush.
Oh.
And if they don't have them, they're thinking about buying them because they need to brush your, especially dogs. You keep the teeth clean.
I've never brushed my dog's teeth before. Oh, no.
But do you give him the clean teeth chew thing.
Yeah.
The dental sticks.
Yeah, the dental sticks.
Oh, he mills them.
Oh, yeah.
They love them. Yeah.
Whenever I'm leaving the house and I don't want him to like be angry at me, I give him a dental stick.
Yeah.
So that's okay instead of the toothbrush.
A Cooper does both, but then I don't know if that is a benefit. I don't know.
I think they're fine with the dental sticks.
Yeah.
If I haven't.
Not you personally.
I haven't used a doggy toothbrush. No, I haven't.
Well, there you go. 58% of pet owners have a toothbrush for their pet. New to me. Are you
on my toothbrush? This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Grind it just a little bit. No, all of it.
The fun I'm having covering this show, getting to do all the bits that you guys do and listen to the madness you get up to. These are all mad, Caesar. Time for a game of Rhyme It. We're going to give you a word and the answer to every question has to rhyme with that word. So you're going to have 30 seconds to answer as many as you can, and the highest score at the end of the week will win the contents of Una's drawers. Now, before we bring our caller on for this morning, is it actually a good price?
Hey, there's great stuff. I kind of like pilfer stuff around the office.
Why is it? If it's things, so good, why isn't it at home or in your car?
I bring stuff home as well.
Oh, okay.
But then I leave stuff in my drawers and Donald goes through it. And sometimes there's really good stuff in there, like tickets to gigs and things like that.
Okay.
Always a purple snack in there. You are welcome. And all of the iRadio goodies as well. Yeah.
Okay. Doesn't sound like a bad prize. No. We've got Emily from County Meath on the phone. Hi, Emily.
Hi, Em. Hello.
Hi.
Oh, hi. Are you a bit sleepy?
No. I've sore throat. I've been up for a while.
Oh. Yeah, I know. I kind of have the lurgy as well myself this week. It's hard going. Emily, you're a student nurse, is that right?
Yeah.
Very good. And what kind of nursing are you hoping to get into?
In the long run, I hope, like, paediatrics.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. Yeah. That would be absolutely fabulous. And are you feeling confident today, Emily?
Yeah, in the middle.
Do you play along in the mornings?
If I'm awake.
Well, you are a student, so yeah, fair dues, fair dues. Okay.
I love that so much. Okay, we have the 30-second timer ready to go. I guess I hand this over to you, Una, don't I?
Okay, so the word that you would be rhyming with this morning, Emily, is gap. G-A-P.
Let's go.
You can wear one of these on your head.
Hat.
You can download these on your phone or laptop.
App.
If you run around a race course, once you've done one what?
Lap.
This liquid can leak from a tree. What is it?
Sap.
A popular simple card game.
Snap.
You do this to a present before you gift it.
Wrap.
I wouldn't know where I'm going without this on my phone.
Map.
Someone who takes celebrity pictures is a what?
Pop.
There is a mouse in the house, so the time is up.
Oh, wow.
That was some performance.
Ace.
Yeah.
Oh, my good God. Una, she was so close to getting nine.
I know.
Oh, my God. Because what's the highest score you've ever had? Nine, isn't it?
I think nine is the highest score.
I would have loved to have left the week after covering for being like, good old Emily from Meath got the highest score in Ryman. Hey, that's incredible, Emily.
Thank you.
You're very humble, aren't you? Yeah. You're like, oh, my confidence. Yeah, I'm feeling half and half this morning. You go out and you smash it.
Smashed it. Well done. With a sore throat and everything. Absolute legend. Well, look, hopefully you could be the winner of the contents of my drawers. And there'll be some good stuff in there, Emily, I promise.
Okay, thank you.
Emily, thanks for playing. Have a great day. Bye.
Missed the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
I'm excited for this. Wind up Wednesdays. Okay, what's happening now today?
Back.
Yeah. Oh, she's back.
Yeah,
she's pranking.
Back.
Let's
I'm
go.
Back. So Cooper was doing my pranks for the month of January. He was my prank puppet where I sent him out face to face. And we had loads puppet. Of fun with that. But he's got PTSD now. So I have to give him a break for a while. So I'm back doing my own calls and having great fun. So this is a bit of a personal one to me.
Okay.
I recently got new presses in my kitchen.
Lovely.
And sound man called Jared did them. Sound man, great work. A great crack too, as it turns out. So Jared's missus actually got in contact with me.
Oh, she didn't.
And asked me to try and wind him up. So
and she heard you say this on the show, did she?
She contacted me and said, look, will you... You can hear wind him up.
Oh, wow.
For the
after he'd been to your house.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no.
So I didn't have to pretend to be anyone else. I was just me.
Oh.
And I actually sound painful in this now. Like, it's painful. But yeah, it was good crack.
Okay. Okay. Right, let's dive into it.
Yeah.
Well, how are you
today? It's Una here. How are you keeping?
Yeah, well, how are you getting on?
Not too bad. Listen, I just wanted to say great work in the kitchen. Presses are looking great.
Are yeah. Not well enough.
There is just a couple of issues, though, Jared, that I need to discuss, if that's all right.
Yeah, no bother. Go ahead.
So when I came back from work yesterday, there was something in my sink. I didn't leave anything in the sink, so that just leaves the one person that was in the house.
Okay.
So I'm going to ask you now, Jared, and I'd really appreciate your honesty in this.
Did you? What is it?
Did you leave a used tea bag in my sink?
A used tea bag?
Oh, yeah.
I was there for a few minutes yesterday, but I wasn't there long enough to have tea.
So you're that's in the lads, right? Okay.
The lads don't drink tea, and I believe that they didn't even take a break yesterday. So.
Right.
So did you take me in the sink? Was it left on the worktop and it caused a stain or something? Or
no, right. So you're saying no to that. Okay, well, there's just a few things that I noticed as well now. There was crumbs on the floor around the island, and I noticed that there were two biscuits missing. These weren't just the ordinary biscuits that I leave out for people. These were the good bickies, the deluxe bickies that I save for myself, do you know?
Jesus, Luna. Biscuit.
But Jar, like, you know more than anyone that money doesn't grow on trees, and like, I think it's taken a wild liberty now going in and having a biscuit, the good biscuits, Jar, you know.
The lads went in there, and as you know, with Alex, he worked very hard. He didn't even take a break, and for them to take stuff that doesn't belong to them, even in that regard, I'm going to have to say it's highly unusual.
Highly unusual.
So, wasn't the electrician in after us?
Oh, don't you go blaming the spark now. Don't you dare. I know that spark, and he's a man of integrity. Now
I'm not blaming him at all, but you started out the call by saying that we were the only ones in the house yesterday.
Well, I'll tell you something else now, Ger. The toilet seat was up as well. Someone didn't have the manners to put the toilet seat back down. And you know what else I had to do? I had to light a match in the bathroom, if you know what I mean. Honestly, Jared, not pleasant. Not pleasant. I had to sage the house after it.
Unfortunately, you know, when they're working as hard as it is, again, in the house for the last couple of days, they have to have a facility where they can use the bathroom, surely. If it was left in an unsanitary condition, I apologise.
They could have gone outside to do their wheeze rather than leave my toilet seat up and I had to go put it back down again. I have enough to be doing when I get home from work.
Outside, in front of your neighbour.
Out the back, Jer, obviously. My neighbours aren't going to be peeking out, looking in. Do you know what I mean?
The windows are overlooking the water at the back. How can they go to the toilet outside?
Now, Jer, I don't know if I like your tone.
Yeah, tell me what type of biscuits they are and we'll buy a pack of biscuits.
Listen, don't worry about it now because you did amazing work. I have a proposition so that we won't end on bad terms. We'll forget this ever happened if you don't charge me for the presses, okay?
Sorry, I'm not catching you. Don't charge your voice now.
The presses that you put into my kitchen, you don't charge me for them?
All right. I'm actually sweating here.
Your missus actually got on to me and she asked me to wind you up.
That's what you get when you tell people that you're doing a job for somebody that works on the radio.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Una.
I know.
No.
I was so painful there.
No.
Yeah, I annoyed myself.
I can't believe that side of you.
That's that's not me. That's me pretending.
No, when it's not you and you're in character, I'm like, character. That's not Una. Yeah. But that was Una.
That was harsh. Yeah.
Poor guy.
Poor guy.
When you're doing them, this blows my... Is this all coming to you on the spot?
Oh, some of it comes to me on the spot. But I have things
going to the bathroom outside and stuff. Like, and you said it so, like, why didn't you just go outside? Like, as if it was like...
The most normal thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
okay.
I love them. 087-1102-107. If there is anyone in your life that you would like me to wind up, I would love to help you. 087-1102-107.
Oh, Una. Well,
I mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled. All the crack. Neatly packed and ready to go.
I'd love to bother you on airplane etiquette right now, if that's okay. You know, I just feel like there needs to be a rule book, I think, when it comes to airplane etiquette. And sometimes I feel like when I'm giving out about this sort of stuff on the radio that you could be listening and you could be thinking, oh, well, aren't you perfect, Marty? No, I'm not. But I'm not going to give out about myself, am I? No.
Yeah, but they're...
You're not going to give out about yourself, ever.
You're
going to be biased towards your own side of the story always, no matter what.
Yeah, the
truth is somewhere in between, you know that kind of way?
Okay, so tell us what happened.
Look, we were getting off the plane, and to me, when you're getting off a plane, if you sit at the front of the plane, you get off first, and each row goes as the plane goes back. And the reason why I'm convinced of this, and that should be the rule, is because people pay for their seats. So if you pay for a seat up the top, to me, you should get to leave first. And sometimes you happen. You could pay for a seat up the front, and sometimes then there's no room for a bag, and you have to go leave your bag at the back. And that, to me, defeats the purpose then of paying for the seat at the front. Do you get me? So that should be gone. But that's not what I'm going to talk about. I was in row 16, so we're halfway in the plane. And to me, row 15 had cleared out, and I was like, oh, it's my turn. So I get up to go, and a woman absolutely, I'm going to be dramatic here, obviously, brushes past me, like, bam. To the point where I actually get knocked over a little bit and I end up falling into another passenger. So she's gone off ahead of me. She's row 17. Anyway, I turn around to the passenger that I had knocked over, genuinely, like you know, I'm not small, like, you know, the poor thing. And I said, look, I'm really sorry, someone actually pushed into me. The woman who brushed past me actually heard me, and she turned around and she used a curse word that I can't say, but she said, I didn't push you, and just kept walking. And I was just like, what? Come on. But you, in theory, shouldn't have had to push me because you were behind me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the word wagon comes to mind. Wow.
You know, and like, you know, I know, understand people on planes and stuff, like, we can all be like, I know I do something that actually annoys my other half when it comes to the plane. I take my shoes off.
I think, does everyone not do that?
Oh, there, no. Thank you. Yeah. No.
I have really? To because no. It just gets so hot.
Yeah, but you want to be comfy, don't you?
You want to be comfy, yeah. And especially if you're going long haul, if you're heading to the States or whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
But totally, you're saying no, not everybody takes it.
I wouldn't do that, no.
Why?
I don't know. I just think no one has to deal with that.
Deal with what, though? Is there something going on there?
No, just like, I just, if I'm outside the house, my shoes stay up. That's just how I am.
I know. I personally, if I was in here doing a show by myself, my shoes would be off.
Oh my God, feel free, my friend.
Oh yeah.
Feel free, take them off. Don't, you have to keep yours on. Obviously something wrong with you that you're not willing to take them off. What about rolling back the seat when on a plane? Oh. That is not allowed. Not allowed.
No, but it's there for a reason. No, I do it.
Oh no, that's bad.
If I don't get extra, I'm 6'2", so the seats, I have to. Yeah.
That sounds like a YP, baby. Your problem.
That's my problem. I didn't choose to be a little bit taller.
No, that's terrifying.
I do feel bad when I do it, so I do this thing, actually. It's so funny you bring that up. When I'm doing it, I do it slowly at a gradual, like, kind of like...
No, you're one of those. Poor person behind you is just going,
But why, if it's there to do, why should you feel bad?
Because it's just an unspoken rule that you don't do it, because it's really uncomfortable for the person behind you.
Come on.
Oh, it's so uncomfortable. No, I don't.
So you never do it because you wouldn't like it done to you.
Yes.
Yeah. You've never reclined your seat on an airplane.
I've never reclined my seat on an airplane, ever. I would never do it. No, it's bad manners. You have bad airplane etiquette, Marty. I love you, but
I come in here now and I'm the one getting roasted.
This is flipped around.
Yeah, this is just, done a 360.
Missed the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
I loved it so, so much. A game of truth or trash. Each one of us, myself, Una and Donal are going to bring to you a fact, and you have to guess if it's truth or trash. Una, my first time playing with you yesterday, I have to say, split seconds in, no, I wasn't believing a word of it.
Yeah.
You know, I just honestly was like, not a hope.
What was my fact yesterday that we...
I can't even remember.
Oh, I remember that we were looking for another bank holiday in honour of St. Columbkill.
St. Columbkill, yes.
Because he's the third patron saint of Ireland, and he's feeling left out because Bridget and Patrick have days. And I mean, the government should really consider this, in my opinion.
But see, sometimes when I hear you on the show and you come up with these things, like, they could become facts.
Thank you.
Yeah. They're not fact right now.
No,
but there's a possibility.
Could. And they're all good ideas.
And no, I've never said they're not a bad idea.
Yeah, I'm an ideas person.
I have said they're ridiculous.
Yeah, well.
And
yeah.
If they come true, like, well, of course we all want an extra bank holiday in July.
Definitely.
So maybe you can come back to this segment in September and be like, and say word for word again.
Yeah.
When Colm Kyle gets recognised for the gent that he was.
Exactly. Start the petition. Do it for Colm.
Do it for Colm. Hashtag do it for Colm. Yeah. Oh, good God. Okay. All right, let's play a game. Who wants to go first?
Yeah,
Donal.
Yeah.
Who's going?
I'll go first.
All right, Donal. Let's go. Hit us with your fact.
So, science news. I found out your liver can even regenerate itself completely. Even if 75% of it is gone, if you've got a quarter left, it can still grow back completely.
Gone where?
Like,
as in,
like, say you've had it removed because, I don't know.
Oh.
You know, say, then it can...
Sorry, it can continue. So yeah,
if even if it's a little bit, it can just grow back to being 100% again.
So, again, does this mean that someone can have half their liver removed?
Yeah.
Wow.
You can have more than half it moved and it'll grow back. That's what I'm saying.
Oh. I don't know what you think.
I don't know. I don't know why this came into my head, but a worm came into my head. Because if a worm's tail comes off or something happens, it grows another tail or grows a little. Am I right?
It makes it out as well, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
I've never heard of somebody say, "I have got a big operation next week. Half my liver is getting taken out."
Yeah. I do think the liver can regenerate itself. I don't know. I think I've seen that somewhere. And because of the whole worm thing, I'm going to say that's true.
Unfortunately, I'm saying it's not true at all. It's trash.
Not true. It is true. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
So it's amazing, the liver, and it can, if you've got a little bit of it, it can just completely grow back. So it's similar to, like Una said, with the worm.
The worm, you see?
Worms and livers.
Yeah.
Love it.
Mm-hmm. Worms and livers.
Okay. You ready, guys?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to sport for my one. Did you know that a slitter, when hit at its top speed, would break the speed limit on a motorway in Ireland?
Oh, that's a good fact.
Yeah. 120 more than 120 kilometres an hour.
Over the bar!
So, like, if you see someone hit the slitter over the bar, if the car was driving at the speed limit on a motorway...
So that's 120 kilometres an hour.
I'm saying that it could go over that.
I'm going to say that's true.
Okay.
No, I'm going to say trash. I don't think so.
Okay.
Even at top speed,
it's true.
Yeah.
150 kilometers per hour apparently is the highest recorded speed that a slitter has been slapped over the bar.
Wow.
Incredible, isn't
it? Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go.
Love hurling.
Yeah, I love a bit of hurling. I love a little nice... I like a true fact on this part of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, we actually learn something.
We learn something. Yeah. That's good. That all right, Luna, go on.
Okay. An animal charity is offering to neuter your ex for Valentine's Day. So, for €30, Galway SPCA will name a feral cat. They will name the cat after your ex and neuter them on your behalf. Chop, 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 chop. And the donation supports cat welfare work as part of the GSPCA's Trap, Neuter and Release program. So, if you're not ready to cut them loose yet, you can symbolically swipe left for €5, which means a feral cat will receive a parasite treatment in your ex's name. I know, who knows, maybe your ex is a parasite.
Oh, yeah. I will say, you read that out perfectly, word for word.
Yeah.
It was the most, like, compared to yesterday where it was like, you know, and then this, and then maybe you could do a bit. That was perfect, so... Yeah. I'm going to go with truth based on how you read it.
It's not come from like the University of Nova Scotia or like.
I heard that one. Yeah.
What's wrong with the University of Nova Scotia?
Nothing's wrong with it. I'm just like,
it's a great place to live. Yeah, it's true, guys. Oh! It's all true. So the animal charity is offering to neuter your ex for Valentine's Day. And for €30, the Galway SPCA will name a feral cat after your ex and neuter them on your behalf. It's a kind of like, good for the cat as well, obviously. And it's like a symbolic thing for you in your head that might give you some comfort.
You get to let them go, really.
Yeah, let them go.
Or
as I said,
hurt them like they hurt you.
Cut them loose. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Wow.
Yeah.
The world's mad, isn't it?
Isn't it, Ted? Yeah. Yeah. Are you on my team? This is iMornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolls.